show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the features we give away. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. The latest on the Wesley Snipes case still to come here. But first, the Army suicide rate up by over 20%. According to the AP, as many as 121 Army soldiers committed suicide in 2007, a jump of some 20% over the year before. And as I understood it, in 2006, or prior to 2007, the rate was up anyway. So, I mean, ever since the Iraq conflict, more people have been killing themselves in the military. The rise comes despite numerous efforts to improve the mental health of a force stressed by a longer-than-expected war in Iraq and the most deadly year yet in the now six-year-old conflict in Afghanistan. Internal briefing papers prepared by the Army's psychiatry consultant earlier this month showed there were 89 confirmed suicides last year and 32 deaths that are suspected suicides and still under investigation. More than a quarter of those about 34, happened during deployments in Iraq, an increase from 27 in Iraq the previous year. Report also shows an increase in the number of attempted suicides and self-injuries, some 2,100 in 2007. Compared to less than 1,500 the previous year. 2,100 people attempted to kill themselves or somehow harm themselves in 1 year's time in the Army. That's just the Army.
Does the Army have emo kids in it? I mean, are they? I'm just wondering. I just want to flesh out, the specifics here. Are we talking about people just cutting themselves, or are we talking about people actually trying to kill themselves? I don't know.
It doesn't really break it down.
Yeah.
But we are talking about some people harming themselves.
Yeah. Well, probably most, I don't know. They're talking about, the article is talking about people trying to kill themselves.
Right. And 121 of them were successful. Officials said the rate of suicides per 100,000 active duty soldiers has not yet been calculated, but in a 500,000 person active duty Army, the 2006 toll of 102 translated to a rate of 17.5 per 100,000. The rate has fluctuated over the years. They started counting in 1980. The lowest rate was back in 2001 at 9.1 per 100,000. So ever since 2001, it has been going up and up. More and more military people killing themselves. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that they would want to do something like that? I mean, that guarantees they're never going to come home. So how bad do things really...
Because life sucks. That's got to be the reason.
Right, but I mean, how bad do things have to be in order for these people to say, you know what, screw any chances of ever coming back to America? Because, I mean, at least if you didn't kill yourself, you'd have a chance of making it back. I understand things are bad, but if you kill yourself, there's 100% chance you're never coming back, except in a body bag.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people that go into the military don't have much else. You know, they went in for, to create a life for themselves, and then they decide, I assume, that life isn't worth living for whatever reason. I guess it's not teaching them the self-discipline that they were advertising on their commercials. It's not teaching them the pride that there was advertised in the commercials. I don't know.
Well, the psychiatry consultant to the Army Surgeon General has said that officials found failed personal relationships, which, as we well know, from not just this war, but many wars in the past, when military people go overseas from their loved ones, as much as their wives or husbands might have loved them and might still love them, there's still that loneliness factor, and eventually they break down. They find someone else that cares about them, that's willing to fill the shoes of their loved one that went overseas, and inevitably the relationship breaks up. They sometimes find out about that the hard way. I mean, it's always going to be hard, but they find out about it while they're in the midst of just a hellish place. They're in the middle of a war situation, and then they discover that their girlfriend or husband or whoever has decided to leave them. That has to be pretty devastating. I can't even imagine what that would be like. Financial and legal problems apparently also a contributing factor, and the stress of their jobs have been the main factors in soldier suicides.
Yeah, so the crappy pay, the crappy job, and the separation from their family.
Yeah, the fact that you're constantly under the threat of death from explosion, friendly fire, violence from the insurgents. I mean, seeing your friends dying, that can't be good for your mental health. Officials have also found that the number of days troops are deployed also contributes to that stress.
And they keep on raising those numbers.
Right. Well, as we know, they have the stop-loss program going on where if you're over there and you've got your tour of duty or however long that lasts for, you've got your deployment, and your day comes up that you're supposed to get out, they tell you, sorry, we still need your services, buddy. Looks like you're sticking around for an undefined period of time. Sometimes it can last for several more months before they'll end up going home. Talk about depressing. When the Army was stretched thin by years of fighting the two wars, the Pentagon last year extended normal tours of duty to 15 months from 12 and has sent some troops back to the war several times. The Army's been hoping to reduce tour lengths this summer, but the prospect could depend heavily on what General Petraeus recommends when he gives his assessment to Congress in April. A succession of studies on mental health in the military have found a system that might have been adequate for peacetime has been overwhelmed by troops coming home from war. Some troop surveys in Iraq have shown that 20% of Army soldiers have signs and symptoms of post-traumatic stress, which can cause flashbacks. Those are the ones in Iraq. 20% of them are showing signs of post-traumatic stress, and they're in Iraq. So wait till they get home. Then that's when it really comes on, as I understand it, which can cause flashbacks of traumatic combat experiences and other severe reactions. See, they're still experiencing the combat hell right now, and they're having flashbacks already.
Mm.
Imagine that more flashbacks happen when you're not actually experiencing the hell in real life. About 35% of soldiers are seeking some kind of mental health treatment a year after returning home under a program that screens returning troops for physical and mental health problems, say officials. They've worked to set up a number of new programs and strengthen old ones for providing mental health care to the force. Now, they claim that, but we read a story last year that said that many of these individuals who are really messed up in the head have been diagnosed as a pre-existing condition by the military. I believe that was what the term was that they used. Correct me if you think I'm wrong on this, but the military's basically said, sorry, we can't cover you on this. We don't believe that you got this from the military or whatever.
Yeah, there's they've definitely been telling people that, no, you can't get covered. Sorry.
Right. So the military is going to give the statement to the media here when they're asking them about this story. Oh, don't worry. We've got programs. New programs coming up. We're going to help these guys. And then every time you actually hear the truth about how well helped the military members are, you find out that they're just getting screwed right and left. The Veterans Care, the Veterans Administration is awful. It's a true example of socialized health care in this country. And any veteran that's ever experienced it, the ones that we've talked to, they would never go back if they didn't feel like they had to. Many of them go because they're impoverished. They can't afford other options, or that's what they believe. They've been told it's free health care, and so they're willing to put up with the nonsense. But it's just an absolute nightmare getting help from the Veterans Administration.
You said that you've met veterans that believe that the VA is trying to kill them.
That's what they're motivated to do. Right. They could be paranoid. I don't know. But
not motivated. That's what they're incentivized to do, I should say.
Well, that's true, in that they're going to get paid regardless of whether they help you or not.
Right. They're going to get paid one way or the other, and it would be easier for them to care for fewer people, so the more dead vets, the better, as far as the incentive goes.
And
I'm certain that many of the people, most of the people, take their jobs very seriously. I just really have a problem with a system that incentivizes doctors to kill people.
Well, not only that, they're also incentivized to not care. Even if they aren't going to kill somebody, they're not really incentivized to do anything correctly, necessarily. So if someone comes in and says, doc, I've got this problem, they say, well, okay, here, I'll prescribe you this. And they don't really do that much as far as diagnosing a problem. They just say, oh, you've got pain? Well, here's a painkiller.
Yeah.
Let's not look for the reason for the pain.
And how many vets are out there addicted to drugs?
Right. Let's not find the source of your pain and try to correct that. Let's just cover it up with some, hydrocodone. That's another issue that these people deal with. And I'm sure we're barely scratching the surface because neither you or I has ever had the opportunity to experience it for ourselves. Of course, we all might be experiencing it soon enough with this universal health care proposal that many of these politicians have on the table. Hopefully that doesn't come to fruition. 800-259-9231, but unless Ron Paul gets elected, odds are pretty darn good it will. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. Still to come, the New York police detective and his 13-year-old prostitute. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now, you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to Amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, Amazon.freetalklive.com. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Pow! Zap! Yikes! No, this isn't a preview of an electrifying Batman movie, but I do have some shocking news. Actually, news about shocking. Static shock, that is. When I come back, I'll tell you.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going. Fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
Do you know winter's shocking menage a trois? Cold temperatures, dry air, and woolen coats. This trio can give you quite a charge. Yes, static electricity is created when clothes, especially wool, rub against your car's upholstery, particularly in cold, dry conditions. There are probably better ways to shake winter's doldrums than being on the receiving end of the 25,000 volts produced by static shock. So when sliding out of your car, ground yourself by keeping your hand on the metal door until your foot touches the pavement. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at BGFindAShop.com. That's BGFindAShop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and grab the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, they're right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Go get them for free. freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
800-259-9231. You know, we talk a lot on this show about corruption. When it comes to not just regular government officials, we know they're corrupt, but also the police. Anybody that's been paying attention and watching the news and specifically looking for stories like this will find no shortage of stories of police corruption. In fact, every week I get an email from the Drug Reform Coordination Network, StopTheDrugWar.org, which has an excellent breakdown of the week's corrupt cops activities, in that they show you from across the country a variety of different stories involving street cops, detectives, many times the sheriff himself, and jailers. Don't forget those jailers, also FBI and DEA agents. I mean, all over. If you're a cop and you're dealing with the world of drugs, there's a good chance you're on the take. There's a good chance you're a drug dealer yourself. There's a good chance you're stealing money from drug dealers or stealing drugs from drug dealers and reselling it or turning it over to a friendly drug dealer. I mean, there's all kinds of different instances of police corruption. Corrections officers sneaking drugs into prisons, dealing drugs in prisons.
Now, I'd like to say that I was in prison for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
You get your ear to the ground in a lot of instances. I probably didn't know about every cop that was bringing drugs into that prison, but I can tell you a few were.
Sure.
Now,
not always all of them. It's always a handful.
Right. That's what I want to make clear, is that the vast majority of the correctional officers there were not bringing drugs in. Now,
If they were all bringing them in, there'd be too much competition and prices would be low.
We're all human and we all have our sins, and that's one of the reasons that I have a problem with force and coercion as a concept inside of government. But you know, and some of them would be beating up on inmates as opposed to bringing drugs in or those kind of things.
There's that kind of corruption,
too.
Some
of them were, you know, doing fine jobs. But I just want to make it clear that most of them, not even, I wouldn't think 10% of them were bringing drugs in.
Whatever. The fact is, the corruption's there, and the people that are willing to take the risks, the officers that are willing to take the risks, will get the rewards.
They're certainly incentivized to do just that.
And so normally we focus on drug-related corruption because there's no shortage of it. No shortage. But tonight we're going to focus on something a little bit different. Sexual-related corruption. In this case, prostitution. But in many cases, usually when we talk about sexual-related corruption, it has to do with the police pulling over a young lady and then giving her an offer she can't refuse that involves fellatio or some other sexual activity going on in the back of a police car.
I'm sure that some young ladies have made that offer in order to get out of tickets, too.
Down an alley or something like that. And there are plenty of instances of that. Usually it goes unreported. Usually you'll hear those stories. Usually we get those stories not from the news, though they have appeared in the news, but usually from people calling in or writing emails who've known someone or they themselves have experienced this brand of police corruption. But what happened in Queens recently, according to WCBS-TV, really takes the sickness to a new level. It's sex-related corruption, prostitution-related corruption combined with just sadism. According to CBS, a veteran police detective, I tell you, it's 9 times out of 10, the veterans. Very rarely do the rookies end up getting busted for these
crimes. They don't have connections.
A veteran police detective and a woman who claimed to be his wife were both placed under arrest on Wednesday, accused of keeping a 13-year-old girl locked up inside their home and forcing her to work as a prostitute at parties around the city.
Hell of a party.
Wayne Taylor, 35, and his girlfriend, Zalika Brown, pleaded not guilty to kidnapping, promoting prostitution, assault, and endangering the welfare of a child. Taylor is a 14-year veteran of the NYPD. If convicted, he and Zalika Brown could face up to 25 years in prison each. Taylor's lawyer, Peter Brill, told reporters his 35-year-old client has a right to have a case proven against him beyond a reasonable doubt. And that
he
is
does
true.
That.
That is true. It might turn out, he says, that there's a great deal of exaggeration in this case. Richard Brown, who is apparently, not sure who that is, but he said, this case is every parent and every child's worst nightmare. Oh, apparently he's the DA. made even more frightening by the fact that one of the defendants is a police officer who swore to uphold the law and protect the community he serves.
I would agree.
This case will be vigorously prosecuted. According to the charges, the 13-year-old victim ran away from her parents' home in Brooklyn on January 10th, met an individual known as Drama, who offered to get her into the business of dancing for money at parties. Prosecutors said Drama brought the girl to Zalika Brown, who later told the victim she had purchased her for $500 to work as a prostitute. And by the way, this is how it usually starts when it comes to teen prostitution. It usually starts with kids running away and then encountering people like this.
Mm.
The victim was then allegedly introduced to Officer Taylor, who was told that she was Brown's husband. Taylor also allegedly instructed the victim to say that she was 19 if anyone asked her age.
A 13-year-old claiming to be a 19-year-old, okay.
I don't know, man. I've seen some pretty well-developed 13-year-olds.
They don't look 19.
No, that's true.
I wouldn't think.
If asked about her prices, she was to say that oral sex would cost $40 and that the fee for sexual intercourse was $80.
Jeez.
Taylor and Zalika Brown, are you jeezing because it's pricey or cheap?
I can't believe that. First off, I'm thoroughly disgusted, and I can't believe the rates are so incredibly low. I mean, you know, you're talking about a very scarce commodity here, a 13-year-old willing to have sex for money with adults.
Is it scarce?
In my world, it's damn scarce. I can tell you that.
I don't know how scarce it is, but, I mean, judging by those prices, there might be a little competition around.
I don't know.
Taylor and Zalika Brown allegedly took the victim to a party being held at a Queens barbershop, and while there, approximately 20 men paid cash to Taylor, who then, depending on the fee paid, instructed the victim to engage in either sexual intercourse or oral sex with the men. While holding the girl against her will, Zalika Brown chastised her for not earning enough money and slammed her head into the floor, say prosecutors. This is also typical when it comes to not just teen prostitution, but prostitutes in general. Because it's black market, because it's underground, typically violence is associated with the trade. Mm. If it's not the pimps being violent against the girls, it's the Johns being violent against the girls, or the pimps being, or the girls' protectors being violent against the Johns. I mean, there's all kinds of different levels of violence that can come into play here. Whereas if you go to the Bunny Ranch in Nevada, or if you go to another location in Nevada where it's completely legal.
The hookers, they are the ones who set the rules. They decide what kind of clients they're going to see. They decide what kind of activities they're going to participate in with those clients. They decide what the conditions are at the brothel. I mean, you know, these brothel owners are at the mercy of their employees, which is fine.
Sure.
That's negotiations, but it's entirely different there.
It sure is, and it's entirely a lot safer there, too. Not only from a violence perspective in that there are bodyguards around, so if a John tries something with a girl, that won't last very long. And also there's the STD factor. The girls in the legal market are tested. The girls in the legal market are a lot safer than black market whores. More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Go to RonPaulStuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-993-3700. And let's take America back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Talk Live is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The wiki is there. Get interactive with it. Over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com and have a good time, because it's free. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? It bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. Back to the story from WCBS-TV in New York City. A New York police detective, a 14-year veteran of the force, has been caught and charged. Now, he hasn't been found guilty yet, so keep that in mind. Innocent until proven guilty and all that. Though, I can tell you, I knew a new former NYPD detective who told me in no uncertain terms that every single person he did business with on the force was corrupt. So, this doesn't come as much of a surprise to me. But what's surprising is the details that surround this particular case. It's not drug-related corruption. This one's prostitution-related. But it's not just your typical cop being a pimp. This is a cop being a pimp for a 13-year-old girl, taking her around to area parties and having her work the crowd and charge $40 for a BJ and $80 for full-on sexual intercourse.
She apparently, or the officer was apparently doing it in tandem with a lady friend of his, who he claims is his wife, Zalika Brown. Word is that while the girl was being held against her will, Ms. Brown chastised her for not earning enough money and proceeded to slam the young girl's head into the floor. Officer Taylor told the victim that if she failed to earn more money or tried to leave the home, he would force her to work as a prostitute on the streets, prosecutors said. He told the girl an alarm on the house would alert him if she tried to leave, they said. The girl finally did escape to her family, who took her to a police precinct, said the cops. A third person, 18-year-old Crystal Tootie, who also allegedly worked for Brown as a prostitute, was arrested on charges of promoting prostitution, assault, and endangering the welfare of a child. The teen is accused of slapping the 13-year-old at Brown's direction for talking too much to customers and punching her, giving the girl a black eye. 17-year-old was told to oversee the victim at parties, prosecutors said. They said she was 18 in the previous paragraph. Now they're saying she's 17. Anyway, they did not immediately have information on whether the older teen had a lawyer. So more, CBS is going to report more on this in the future as the
story
develops.
And this is entirely because of the, you know, it's
the war on prostitution.
Yeah, it's driven into the black market because it's illegal.
You're absolutely right. I mean, if we had legal prostitution, there would be the whole situation would change. It would all be done on a legitimate basis by real business people that would not be able to abuse their employees. The owner of the Bunny Ranch in Nevada does not beat his women.
No.
He couldn't get away with it because if he started
put up with it.
Right. If he started treating his girls that way, they'd go somewhere else. They'd go start their own brothel. Or they'd go work for somebody else who already had a brothel that was open. So there's so many reasons. I mean, obviously the competition would make the industry safer. We've seen that the girls in the legitimate prostitution world, they have themselves tested. That means they're safer. The Johns are safer. There's no violence associated
right.
with the trade.
If you allowed 18-year-old women and up to participate in prostitution of their own volition, which is essentially just a it's just a transaction between two people. I can pay some 18-year-old girl to dance erotically for me in front of me in my own house. What difference does it really make? If you allowed that to happen, this kind of thing, which is surprisingly common, would nearly disappear. There would still be pedophiles out there, but the ophidiophiles, the guys that are interested in girls between the ages of, you know, like 14 and 18, those guys would likely be satiated. They would make do with 18-year-old girls dressed up in pigtails or something.
Yeah, schoolgirl uniform.
Right, that kind of nonsense. Which, you know, it's a shame that we are so, you know, pent up in this country
yeah.
that we won't allow this stuff to go on above board. Because it's going on below board. And your laws aren't helping. And this little girl, this little 13-year-old girl was hurt by these laws.
I'll go a step further, Mark. I'm going to go a step further.
What's that?
Because I understand where you're coming from, and I agree completely that prostitution...
I know what step you're going.
Prostitution should be legalized. But the fact is, if you make it illegal for teenagers to participate, people under the age of 18, then they're just going to be stuck in the black market. And I have another story to back me up on that point. This one's from Fort Worth, Texas, the Associated Press. Several teenage gang members have been arrested on suspicion of forcing girls as young as 12 into a prostitution ring. Now, this isn't a 35-year-old cop. These are teenagers.
Yeah.
Teenage gangsters.
Want to be pimps.
Right. Now, how do gangs make their money?
Always black market stuff.
Right. If it's prohibited, then it is the product of a gang. Then it's open to the criminal element. So, drugs, gangs make lots of money on drugs. Prostitution, they make plenty of money on that. Gambling, they can make some money there, too. Running guns, that's another option. What are some other prohibitions? I mean, if there's anything else that's prohibited, prescription drugs, they're semi-prohibited, so gangs can
right.
cash in on that.
You know, untaxed liquor, untaxed cigarettes, because some of the taxes are so high on cigarettes, gangs are able to sell black market cigarettes that are untaxed for significantly less, and they're able to make enough of a market that they're willing to enough of a markup that they're willing to do it. Same with liquor. The taxes aren't quite as high on liquor, but if you can move enough of a quantity, it's worth it. Plus,
right.
you get the fun of saying you're, you know, you're run and shine.
Bootlegger.
Yeah.
So,
one last thing.
Yeah.
depleted uranium, you know, that probably falls into, or not depleted, but uranium, like stuff for bombs, that kind of thing, stuff for dirty bombs.
It's not your street gangs that are doing that.
No, but if they could, they would.
Certainly. A criminal element is involved.
There's not a lot of it out there.
Here's how it worked. After befriending the girls and getting them high, various central gang members took them to some regular customers and then sought other men by trolling apartment complexes, offering the girls services for $50. The gang apparently targeted runaways and other girls with unstable homes. And if the girls refused to have sex for money, guess what happened?
They beat them up?
Yeah. The members of the gang beat and sexually assaulted them, and then, as icing on the cake, threatened their families.
Mm.
This is also a typical move, not just when it comes to teen prostitution, but prostitutes in general. Wherever it's prohibited, if you have somebody who's run away or is just having a tough time, they've been offered, in many cases in Eastern Europe, for instance, the gangsters will offer them a ticket to more freedom. They'll, you know, say, oh, you can come with us to the UK or come with us to America and you're going to have a better life. Well, it turns out that they were lying. And what happens is once the girls go into the custody of the gang, then the gang threatens them and they threaten their family. So they say, look, you might not care about your life, but you care about your mom and dad, or you care about your sister or whoever it was you loved back at home, and we know where they live. And if you try to run away from us, we'll kill your parents.
Yeah.
And so, you know, even if they're having a bad life and could care less if the gangsters kill them, they don't want their parents to suffer, so they're scared to death, and they stay in the forced prostitution situation.
Mm-hmm.
So this happens to many, many young ladies in this country and around the world, and it's tragic.
And the way that this would be prevented, if, you know, that sort of thing would be prevented in the free market, is if a woman voluntarily goes into the business of prostitution, she can, you know, she's paying for herself and her living expenses and, mm-hmm. and likely a place for her or whatever. If a gang gets a girl and puts her into this situation, then not only do you have to pay for the living expenses, which would be admittedly lower for a slave, but you still have to feed her, you still have to house her.
And you have to pay the gang.
And you have to pay for all the, you know, stuff that goes on in acquiring one of these girls, depending on the scenario that they manage to do it. And then you have to give enough money that these black market people are willing to risk being put in prison for a long, long time for, you know, what they call white slavery, which is a awful little term in and of itself. But, you know, so the market will take care of this issue. I swear, people.
Absolutely. There's no incentive if there's legal competition for gangs to enter the marketplace. But more on the way on this story about the teen prostitution gang. All on the way here on Free Talk Live, and you can come in as well. It's your show. Take control.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with a sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgie.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features we give away, so enjoy those. On us. If you like the show, want to help us out a bit, then shop with us at Amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in a percentage of your purchase going to Free Talk Live. There are over 41 categories for you to shop from, lots of stuff to buy. I mean, if you can think of it, they probably sell it. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Head on over, get some shopping done, and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. It's Amazon.freetalklive.com. One of the things you can't buy on Amazon, however, is a prostitute. And that's what we're talking about right now, is the world of prostitution, both legal and illegal, focusing right now on teenage prostitution, which I'm sure some people don't want to believe it, but it exists. In fact, it's probably more widespread than any of us could possibly imagine. According to the story from the AP, Fort Worth, Texas, police ended up stumbling onto a prostitution ring, which was being run by teenage gang members. Now, as you mentioned before, gangs can only profit in areas where prohibition exists. So drugs and prostitution and gambling are three of the major modes of operation for these gangs. And so here's some more of the story as we continue here, and would love your thoughts as well. One of the investigators said the age of the victims and suspects is a surprising part of it. To have such young individuals in a somewhat organized business, a forced prostitution ring, is somewhat alarming and such a horrendous crime against the 12 to 16-year-old girls. Detectives found five victims between 12 and 16, but believe there might be more. Those girls are back with relatives or in other safe places, he said. A 15-year-old girl who might be a gang member helped the group by going to the victims' houses to pick them up under the pretense of going shopping or to a movie, which fooled the parents. Four alleged gang members were arrested January 3rd after they took a 14-year-old to a convenience store to have sex with the owner, a regular customer of the prostitution ring.
Diego Rodriguez and Martin Reyes, 19 and 17, were charged with counts including engaging in organized criminal activity, aggravated kidnapping and trafficking of a person. Rodriguez held on $170,000 bond, did not have an attorney, and then the other guy's $100,000 bond. The case of the cases of two boys, age 15 and 16, and the 15-year-old girl accused of helping the gang are being handled in the juvenile system. The convenience store owner, Chang Lee, 56, was charged with aggravated kidnapping, engaging in organized criminal activity, and prostitution. He remained jailed with a bail at over $300,000. Police discovered the prostitution ring after a woman was caught in August in the neighborhood allegedly offering men sex for $50 with a 14-year-old girl. Police have declined to reveal the relationship between Deborah Castillo, 33, who was charged with compelling prostitution, and the teen gang members. Apparently, Jorge Martinez, accused of paying for sex with the teen in August, remained in jail on a sexual assault charge. So all kinds of people have been put into prison and charged with a variety of different crimes over this one issue. And really, it could all be solved. All of it could be solved by re-legalizing prostitution, making it so women at whatever age can do business with other consenting, in this case, adults.
Well, make your argument. I'm willing to go with you to 18 years old.
And sure you
I
are.
I would make the argument that in some of the cases...
I can knock you down to 16 easily by saying that states around the country have laws that say that girls and boys can consent to sex at age 16, so why on earth wouldn't they be able to consent to selling their sex?
Why are you knocking me down to 16?
Because the law, you're leaning against the existing age of consent or the common age of being an adult as your age of choice. And I'm just saying, well, you can lean back two more years if you want to.
Okay, so I'll give you your 16. Okay. So 16 years old, a girl can consent to sex, because they certainly can. I don't see why they can't consent to sex for money if they can consent to sex for... love, or because the guy's hot, or to move up in a social group, or to make somebody like them,
right.
Or a variety of things.
And they're doing it now, by the way. They are really doing it now. Not all of them are forced into it. This is just an example of the real dark side of prostitution, the forced sex slavery, basically, is what this story is about. But there are plenty of teen girls. I saw a daytime television show, I don't know if it was Oprah or whoever it was, Maury, several years ago when I was working in retail and was on break, and I saw this show, and they had these teenage girls that were in there. They'd been caught for being prostitutes, and they were talking about who they were having sex with, in many cases doctors and lawyers, many of them, of course, married men. But the point is that the clientele is not exactly street level. As far as these services are concerned. And we're talking about girls who are 15, 16, 17, maybe even younger than that. But these teen girls had been busted. And in one of their cases, she'd made a decent amount of money at this. Like, this is what she was doing with her free time, was being a teen prostitute. And her reward for that was that the cops took all her money from her. So she went and took all that risk in the black market and...
diseases and all kinds of other
and
risks.
Provided a service to many men, and she wasn't even allowed to keep the money she earned. So the cops ended up getting all of her profits, which I think is just wrong.
Crime doesn't pay, little girl.
I think it's just wrong.
Okay, so let me turn it around on you there, mister. I'm willing to say that 16-year-old girls and boys can prostitute themselves for money.
Okay.
Are you willing to say that 6-year-old kids can?
I think it's disgusting and despicable, and I think that those people should be ostracized, but I'm not going to put someone in jail for that.
You wouldn't put the parent that was pimping them or the... Because I'm sorry, you're going to need, if you're a 6-year-old, you are not planning the business of prostitution.
No,
somebody
right.
is planning it for you. Okay?
You're right about that.
You wouldn't put in jail the parent or the John that was having, doing this sort of thing?
Well, who's the victim?
The 6-year-old.
Okay.
Wait, haven't I painted you a clear enough picture here?
I understand where you're coming from on that. And I think that in that case... probably the marketplace would claim that that person was indeed a victim, but
I'm not asking
who
about
am
the
I
market.
To say what weird sexual things some families get into. I mean, if it's probably their family members that are pimping them if they're that young.
Likely.
So, I mean, if they want to have... I mean, I don't care about incest. If you want to go and have incest...
Well, incest is something entirely different, Ian.
Is that any less twisted?
Two 16-year-old brothers and sisters can do whatever they want to do.
How is that less twisted? How is incest entirely different from a family member...
Because you're talking about adults and children. That's a different story. Two adults that are related to each other. I'm fine and dandy.
No. Incest doesn't always involve adults, dude. Incest involves family members at whatever age.
Haven't you
read the incest stories? It's usually somebody out in the middle of nowhere living with his
and
girl,
those problems tend
sister,
to take care of themselves.
Living
okay?
with his sister and having sex with their kids. I mean, that's what incest is all about.
Those problems tend to take care of themselves, and in the case where an
what
adult...
What do you mean, with, like, mutations and...
No, I'm saying that...
Early death?
If you're talking about two kids that are experimenting with each other, then you don't have the problems of, children being born from that because they're too young for such a thing. And if you're talking about a parent abusing a child sexually, then as far as I'm concerned, there's a crime being committed. A terrible, heinous crime for which somebody needs to be punished. Yes, I'm talking about punishment. I'm not talking about money given to the kid. I'm talking about
so
prison.
Where do you draw the line? Where does the abuse start?
I'm asking you.
I'm asking you the same question. I think it's despicable what you're talking about. I just don't know if I really care. I mean, some people do, in which case I think they should maybe rescue the kid and take them to a better home.
I think that they're... There are some lines that they're not all clear cut. That in the case of a 17-year-old and a 14-year-old having sex, I don't think anybody should go to prison there. But in the case of a 14-year-old and a 34-year-old having sex, I think some lines are being crossed at that.
You're saying the 14-year-old can't decide for his or herself whether or not to have sex?
I'm saying that the 14-year-old has. Doesn't have anywhere near the wherewithal.
What if the 14-year-old's profiting?
What if the 14-year-old
is profiting? What if the 14-year-old is the prostitute?
There's some real problems there.
There's some real problems and some very strange lines that we're examining here, and I want to go to the phones. We can continue this on here. Fred in Kalispell, you're on Free Talk Live listening on KGEZ.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Fred.
Incest is actually sex between blood relatives. Or blood family.
That's correct.
One of the problems we had in a lot of the towns out here because of divorce, they were blaming incest on the blood father, and it wasn't the blood father. It's because of divorce. It was the living boyfriend.
Yeah, often,
getting back to the free market.
That's absolutely true, and I'd like to flesh that out real quick if we could. Fathers are the least likely. Blood fathers are the least likely to molest children out of statistically of all of them.
That's interesting. Right. Fred, I know you want to go on. We'll bring you in hour three, so hang on. 800-259-9231. What lines would you draw? What would your punishments be? I say that kids that are in dangerous situations like you described with the six-year-old, I say they should be rescued from that situation. I don't know if putting that person in jail is going to improve anything. More on the way. Let's examine this even closer. We must. Hour three's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Now that we